violin concertos known as the Four Seasons may be among the most popular and well-known works of Baroque music, but it was another work by Vivaldi that was the inspiration for the name of a Philadelphia-based Baroque orchestra. Tempesta di Mare explores the tempestuous nature of Baroque music, playing new discoveries alongside more familiar fare. The ensemble is marking the end of its 10th season with a festival of concerts this weekend and next, featuring solo, chamber and orchestral works. Now WRTI's Susan Lewis looks at the group and its 21st century take on 18th century music.
It was the mid-90s when recorder soloist Gwyn Roberts was making a CD, and the producer asked what the group playing with her was called. She and her husband and professional partner, lute player Richard Stone, cast about for a name, and a Vivaldi concerto about a storm at sea came to mind.
We chose the name Tempesta di Mare because it reflected Baroque composers' belief in the power of music to evoke drama.
Originally a vehicle for Roberts and Stone's chamber projects, Tempesta di Mare evolved into an independent orchestral ensemble with a mission to do newly discovered works, as well as familiar pieces, without a conductor and with heightened expression. For those who don't think of Baroque music as inherently dramatic, Gwyn Roberts says the performance practice has changed over the years, and something got lost along the way.
When Baroque music was new, there was this entire language of the performer that's described in a lot of the manuals that talk about how to play music and how to play your instrument and how to be a singer that survive from the time. And it's a very dramatic, passionate, contrasty language of the performer that is an entire set of things that you do when the music on the page does certain things. Since the composers assumed that performers would do all of those things, they didn't have to include it in the score. In fact, they don't.
When Baroque music was revived in the 19th century, embellishments were added to the scores, creating a kind of over-romanticized form. Somewhere in the middle of the 20th century, says Roberts, musicians began reacting against those changes.
And they made an attempt to back away from the schmaltziness of the 19th century, and they took all those extra markings out. But what they then played in their attempt at purity was just what the composers had written, which is only about half the story. And that's why you get these very bland, very even, very uninflected performances.
In recent years, using performance manuals that survived the centuries, Tempesta di Mare musicians are among those who have worked to put drama back into the music. It is this heightened role of the performer in interpreting the lights and darks, the loud and soft, the changing pace and inflections that has drawn people like Roberts and Stone to the repertoire and to period, or copies of period, instruments. Richard Stone plays a Baroque guitar, a large stringed instrument called a theorba, described by Stone as a lute on steroids, and a 24-stringed lute.
When I first played lute music on the lute, it was a sound and a sensation I'd never experienced before. And there was a brightness and transparency to the sound. There was also a naturalness of the way the fingers worked on the instruments to create those sounds.
Style instruments are better suited to the repertoire, says Emlyn Nye, who in addition to playing modern violin in concert, plays the Baroque violin in his capacity as Tempesta di Mare's concertmaster.
When you use modern instruments, you have covered strings. They're usually wound or they're steel. And so you get a certain kind of color that is sometimes too bright, too penetrating, and the blend doesn't always come out successful. And also the bows tend to not allow you to speak the music, to articulate in a speech-like fashion, which is what all 17th and 18th century music is all about.
Making music like speech?
Imagine reading a poem. You get either a very straight, literal recitation of the poem with no inflection versus one that uses your voice to bring out what's interesting in it. You know, there's a monster under the couch, or there's a monster under the couch. Ah, that's the difference.
Roberts and Stone take this approach to a repertoire that is constantly expanding with the discovery of new music, or rather, old music that is new to contemporary ears.
It's getting unearthed in all sorts of locations, primarily in Europe. We've done a lot of things with music that was lost during World War II in Germany in one way or another. Things that were in the library in Dresden and then stuffed into vaults underneath the library to escape the bombing, but then flooded and only recently dug back out and discovered that, well, yes, they're a little water damaged, but they're still usable.
Tempesta di Mare focused for 4 years on a lesser-known contemporary of Bach named Johann Friedrich Fasch, much of whose music was lost in Dresden and has only recently come to light.
We'll occasionally go directly to those collections, or our publisher friends will send us CDs with images of the manuscripts, and we'll look at those and occasionally reassemble them. When there's damage to the notes, I figure out what the original notes might likely be.
Once the music is recreated, Tempesta di Mare musicians work on articulating it, giving different expression, for example, to musical ideas that repeat. Here, in Fasch's Concerto in G.
The beginning of the concerto has a little figure that goes like this. And the passage sounds like... So it comes up a few times, and you can either play them exactly the same, or you could try to change them so that they create some kind of logical expression, as in a sentence.
Musicians follow their section leaders, concertmaster Emlyn Nye on strings, Gwyn Roberts winds, and Richard Stone, the continuo.
And that's what the chordal instruments do, an organ, a harp, a lute, a guitar. We improvise harmony and counterpoint above the composed bass line. So we add rhythmic accent to it, as well as some melodic and harmonic accent to it.
Lights and darks, improvisation and musical conversation.
There's a lot of interplay and a lot of interaction that happens amongst musicians spontaneously. It's not always planned. And that makes the performance very much alive, very much of the moment.
Over the last decade, the ensemble has performed 26 modern world premieres and dozens of modern regional premieres, and has also played works as familiar as Bach's Brandenburg concertos. Tempesta di Mare continues to explore the musical landscape, mining new discoveries in old repertoire, known and still unknown.
WRTI's Susan Lewis. Tempesta di Mare's Opus 10 Baroque Music Festival runs Saturday and Sunday, this weekend and next. It begins tonight with a chamber concert at Arch Street Friends Meeting House. The festival ends next Sunday afternoon with an orchestral program at the Presbyterian Church of Chestnut Hill.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.